Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CELD, Summit Evergreen, Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, Forward by Faith, Reaching Your Full Potential. What is your new assignment from God? His calling stretches us and challenges us to go where we have not been, to do what we have not done, and become what we can envision. Accomplishing what he wants us to become in him, a masterpiece, making us great leaders. Why? See the new opportunity, the new assignment, as an opportunity for breakthrough growth in your life and career for all you serve and those you love. See yourself being the leader God sees you being and step forward by faith, trusting, obeying, and relying totally upon him to exceed more than we can imagine. What is required to be successful in God's new assignment for you? Faith in God alone to fulfill the vision he places in your heart. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Hebrews 11:6. Joshua, a great leader of ancient times, is known as a mighty warrior, faithful servant, brave leader, and encourager. Over 2 million people relied on Joshua and his leadership. God chose the assignment for Joshua and chose our next assignment for us. Our job is to listen, trust, and obey his instructions for victory. God encourages us, as he did with Joshua, to have courage and follow him. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor dismayed, for the Lord, your God, is with you wherever you go. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Recalling past victories and thinking through the process strengthens us for our new assignment. Remembering God's faithfulness to help us in the past gives us confidence for the future. When we trust God, we please him, and he shows us what to do. First, commit to trusting him in your new assignment. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. Second, ask him to show you what to do. He promises that he will. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Psalm 32, verse 8. Third, keep in mind the vision he gives you for the outcome. Our thinking affects everything. Guard your mind and think about God's thoughts and his promises. Have faith in God, states Jesus in Mark 11:22. Take each step as instructed and observe the outcomes of the process as you go. You will see how God is leading you to a more significant impact, becoming the person he created you to be, and doing all the assignments he has for you with excellence. If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Envision the vision God has given you, my friends. Step into it in your imagination and rest in the Lord there. Lord, open our eyes that we may see it complete with you. Take the first step and believe, my friends. Your faith in him will empower your actions. The victory is ours. Until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.